USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Bernie Sanders campaign is now focusing its resources on fighting the coronavirus pandemic, and its supporters appear to be following suit. In the last 48 hours, the Sanders campaign says they've raised more than $2 million from 50,000 donations for select charities. The charities that were selected by the Sanders campaign to help those suffering include Meals on Wheels, No Kid Hungry, Restaurant Workers Community Foundation COVID-19 Emergency Relief Fund, One Fair Wage, and the National Domestic Workers Alliance. In addition to using his campaign to funnel money to charities, Sanders also released a $2 trillion proposal to fight the virus, which would include the U.S. government covering all medical bills accrued during this time period, speeding up testing, invoking emergency powers, and providing substantial unemployment insurance to those who lose their jobs as the result of the outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration harshly criticized France for releasing an Iranian man wanted for prosecution by the United States in an apparent prisoner swap with Iran. The State Department said it deeply regrets the unilateral French decision to release Jalal Rahalyad, who was the subject of the U.S. extradition request on charges of violating American sanctions on Iran. Spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas said in a statement that France had failed to uphold its obligation under the Joint Extradition Treaty and harmed the cause of American justice. A worldwide group representing Olympic hopefuls is calling on the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Olympics until the coronavirus pandemic is under control. The group called Global Athlete said, as the world unites to limit the spread of COVID-19, the IOC must do the same. This show of solidarity among Olympic hopefuls adds to the dozens of individual athletes who have come out against IOC's current stance, which is to start the games as scheduled on July 24. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee now won't be held as scheduled because of the coronavirus, meaning years of preparation by some of the country's top spellers could go for naught. Scripps cited state and federal recommendations against large gatherings as it canceled plans to hold the contest during the week of May 24th. Scripps said it would try to reschedule for later this year but did not commit to a new date. It is possible the Spelling Bee will not be held at all this year. The Scripps Spelling Bee began in 1925. The contest was not held from 1943 to 45 because of World War II. Many churches around the U.S. are closed due to bans on large group gatherings in the wake of the coronavirus, but one priest in Prince George's County, Maryland, found a creative way to reach his flock despite calls for social distancing. Father Scott Holmer of St. Edward the Confessor Catholic Church in Bowie, Maryland, is inspired by many stories about drive-through COVID-19 testing sites in South Korea, and he decided to offer the sacrament of penance in a similar way. He decided to do drive-through confessions. Every day since last weekend, Homer has spent at least an hour in the parking lot of the church. On Sunday mornings, he's out longer as he would normally be saying Mass. Homer said it has brought him some joy at a time when he's physically more distant than ever from his parishioners. Homer even went the extra mile to have a blindfold with him since he can't set up a screen in the parking lot. Typically, confessions are heard with some degree of anonymity, although that is not required. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.